As I sit down to share my thoughts on recent events that have shaken our community, my heart feels heavy with a mix of frustration, hope, and determination. The news that echoed through Canada about the lack of support for Pride organizations for the 2SLGBTQ+ community, including our local MPP Vic Fedeli, has struck a chord deep within me. This isn't just another news story, it's a personal journey of trying to bridge differences and make a change. Vic Fedeli's journey in the political arena has been a remarkable one, from his days as the mayor of North Bay to his current role as the Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation, and Trade. But what pains me is his apparent detachment from the struggles and aspirations of the 2SLGBTQ+ community. In recent times, I've witnessed Vic's attempts to address the criticisms he's faced. His visit to Out Loud North Bay and his outreach to the Northern Ontario Pride Network have been noted. But there's a lingering feeling that these actions, while commendable, still miss the mark. They lack direct engagement with our local 2SLGBTQ+ community. This is personal for me, as a constituent who seeks understanding and change. Vic and I share a history intertwined with differing opinions and contrasting beliefs. From his early days as mayor to his current role, our paths have often diverged on topics such as healthcare, housing, minimum wage, education, and so much more. Yet, this goes beyond politics. It's about giving voice to those whose perspectives have been marginalized. This journey took on a deeply personal tone when my family faced the harsh realities of long-term care facilities while caring for my grandmother, who battled Alzheimer's and dementia. Desiring change and support, we reached out to Vic Fedeli multiple times, hoping for a meaningful response. Regrettably, our efforts were met with responses that felt like empty gestures, dismissive and failing to address the heart of our concerns. In a moment of sheer desperation, my mother raised questions about the integrity of campaign funding from private long-term care homes. I cannot independently verify the truth of her claims, but they stemmed from a place of seeking justice. Instead of compassion, our outcry was met with a ban from his office and communication channels. This stark contrast between genuine community concerns and political expediency was disheartening, to say the least. It wasn't until local and provincial Pride organizations, along with the Ontario NDP, took a stand and put Vic's actions under scrutiny that things began to shift. A visit to Out Loud North Bay and discussions with the Northern Ontario Pride Network followed. While these efforts show responsiveness to public pressure, they fall short of addressing the core issue, a direct, heartfelt dialogue with our local 2SLGBTQ+ community. The pain caused by hate and misinformation in the 2SLGBTQ+ community is difficult to convey in words. Being subjected to derogatory slurs and having one's identity questioned under the pretense of differing opinions is a burden no one should bear. The surge of online and real-world hatred leaves scars that may never fully heal. In this tumultuous landscape, the solution for Vic Fedeli lies in acknowledging past mistakes and committing to growth. As a fellow human, I believe in the power of personal evolution. Recognizing that earlier engagement with the community was necessary and understanding the importance of combating hate and misinformation are crucial steps forward. This isn't about political alignment, it's about creating a space where every voice counts. My personal feelings toward Vic aren't at the forefront of this issue. What truly matters is our community, the struggles faced by the 2SLGBTQ+ community and other marginalized voices. Furthermore, it's glaring that Vic has never publicly spoken out against the hate and misinformation targeting the 2SLGBTQ+ community. He has yet to voice his support for victims of gender-based violence or violence against women. His silence also extends to the painful reality of missing and murdered Indigenous women, an issue that demands recognition and action. In a world where divisions run deep, it's the responsibility of political leaders to rise above partisan lines and unambiguously oppose hate and injustice. As these forces pay no heed to such boundaries, empathy and solidarity should be above those constraints. It's clear that Vic's recent actions of engaging with other organizations might be an attempt to isolate the voice that first raised concerns about the lack of support for the community. This strategy, often employed in politics, aims to divert attention and portray the initial voice as the problem. However, what remains evident is the need for direct engagement with the local 2SLGBTQ+ community, as no solution can truly be achieved through isolation. We stand at a crossroads where our differences can be bridges rather than barriers, where unity can transcend political ideologies, and where the collective pursuit of justice serves as a testament to our shared humanity. Hate has no party lines and needs to be treated as such. Jason McLennan.